do your homework. I got so many things to do, Dad. I don't have time for homework. Do your math then. I hate math. So all of a sudden, you get a call. Ring, ring. Excuse me, Joey. Oh, yeah? This is the girl you've been checking out at the library. Yeah? Joey, some of my friends said that you were really good at math. Could you come down to the library and help me with my math? Oh, baby, I got time. I got time. Math, that's my favorite subject.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Ever notice you can always find time to do the things you enjoy? You may not have time to clean the garage, but you can find time to go golfing. The Bible has a lot to say about our time and the way we spend it. Today, Pastor Wayne has some, well, timely words to help us make the most of our time. It's a message entitled, Increasing Your Time, and that'll be coming up in just a moment. But first, join us for a few minutes of worship at New Hope.
I don't know if you're anything like me, but sometimes my desire is up here. My lifestyle is down here. And there's a huge inconsistency that makes you feel guilty, makes you feel like a slum. So what do we do? What's the answer? Some say, well, we'll just diminish your heart for God, just diminish your desire, then at least you'll live honestly. Kind of like somebody, you know, say, okay, all right, so I'm on ice. So what? At least I'm honest about it. No. The issue is not honesty here. The issue is change. Sometimes we say that, well, okay, well, at least I'm honest about it. No. You keep your desire up and you get your life accountable to your desire if your desire is right. You say, what about the inconsistency? If your heart is right, the Lord says, if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us. How often? Every time. That's why the Bible says, if we walk in the light as He is in the light. Doesn't mean that we're perfect, just means we're in the light, doing the best we can. Then have we fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus keeps cleansing us from all sin. When I say to people, my wife keeps a clean house, it does not mean it never gets dirty. We had 3 kids, they're filthy, so you know that that's not the truth. Well, if she keeps a clean house, what it means is as soon as it gets dirty, it doesn't stay dirty. She cleans it up. And the same is true with our life. We're going to stumble and fumble and fall. But because of His grace, we get to clean up and don't diminish our heart. Just keep growing in Christ. And in the meantime, we have a God that covers us by His grace. How many of you are glad for that? Keep on. Keep on. This is my desire to honor You, Lord, with all my heart, I worship You, oh, all I have within
Here now is Pastor Wayne with a message entitled, Increasing Your Time.
Would you take out your notes with me as we talk about how a servant increases his or her time? You know, one of the probably most oft-asked questions every day is this: what time is it? How many of you look at your watch at least 10 times a day? Raise your hand. Yeah, I do too. And you know what? God thinks a lot about how we invest time, and He has much to say about it. In fact, at the top of our notes, would you read it with me out loud as we read out of Ephesians chapter 5? Because how we steward this one commodity called time will be one of the most important determining factors of success or not. Let's read it together. Go. Be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise. Here it is. Making the most of your time, for the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Would you underline making the most of your time? Making the most of your time. Why? Because the days are, circle the word, evil. And then it says here, so don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. You say, what? Yeah. You see, God is going to be speaking to us today about the will of God and the treasures that we have in our life to be able to hear God and invest in the same things He wants us to invest in. And we're going to talk about that, to be able to hear and make sure that you got the time to invest in. And make sure that you allocate that. I think my favorite story about hearing and time is the story of this old man who couldn't hear very well, but he kind of scoots into his group of buddies, cronies, that meets every Tuesday morning at this local breakfast stop, and he kind of scoots in and he says, hey, I got this new hearing aid. This baby cost me $5,000. It's space age. Really? Yeah, this thing is super. Man, they said, what kind is it? 1230. Time, hearing. Has to go together. Has to go together. But you'll notice here it says, be careful how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise. So there is a wisdom that God is going to be speaking to us about. Otherwise, we can be foolish, making the most of your time, for the days are what? If you don't take control of your time, the world will. And they will establish what your treasures should be if you don't. The world and the enemy, the adversary of your soul, is going to compete for your time so that you squander your time, misuse your time, or spend it inordinately. Because even the enemy knows that the greatest, most precious commodity you have is time. Madison Avenue wants your time. Because you just have so much discretionary time, and they're vying for it. Because if they can get your attention and your time, then they'll sell you their wares, and then you'll invest your time and your money all into what they want. Your time is absolutely crucial. However, there are some principles that we have to install in our lives to help us invest our time wisely. You have so much time. And God gives the same amount to every single person. And how we steward and use that is everything to do with our future. Because time is life. And if you mismanage time, you mismanage your life. The more you value your future, the more you will value how you steward time. We want to talk about that. So I've taken the word time, and I've made it an acrostic, and each letter, T-I-M-E, will stand for a principle that we need to install in our hearts through which we see how valuable time is. So let's take a look at the first one as we jump right into it. The first is this, T for time, T-I-M-E. T stands for the treasure principle. Would you write that in there? The treasure principle. In other words, these are principles to help you succeed, but you will always have time for that which you treasure. Isn't that right? If you love sports, you'll always have time for sports. If you love golf, you'll always have time for golf. If you love certain things, that you will all, that's the treasure principle. You will always have time for that which is a treasure in your life. Isn't that true? Your husband, oh, honey, I'm sick today. I cannot go work. Really? Oh, look, Jack, fever. Oh, so poor thing. And so, you want me to make you some soup? Yeah, make me some soup, please. So she's out in the kitchen. He gets a call. Hello? Hey, Joey, the surf is up, cuz, bro, that mother is pounding. No way. Yeah. The wife, next time she sees her husband, he's sneaking out the back door with his surfboard. Honey, I thought you were sick. Praise God, I've been healed. Healed. Isn't that right? Whatever you treasure, you got time for. Son, do your homework. I hate homework. I got so many things to do, Dad. I don't have time for homework. Do your math then. I hate math. Dad, look at the problems in my book here. The people that put these problems together must have had their brains wired backwards. Can't stand this. All of a sudden, you get a call. Ring, ring. Excuse me, Joey. Oh, yeah? This is the girl you've been checking out at the library. Yeah? Joey, some of my friends said that you were really good at math. Could you come down to the library and help me with my math? Oh, baby, I got time. Math, that's my favorite subject. Isn't that right? See, the treasure principle is whatever you treasure, you will have time for. But watch this. Your treasure could be deceptive treasures. That's why the Bible says, don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Because you see, you can have other people feed you what should be treasures, and they're false, deceptive treasures. Whatever your treasure is, because where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. So if you've got deceptive treasures, guess what's going to pull your heart? Deceptive things. Will it waste your life? Absolutely. You must be very, please hear me. You must be very careful how you walk. Because if the wrong treasures, values have been established in your life, it will suck your soul. It will pull your heart. That's why the Bible says, so don't be foolish. Know what the will of the Lord is. In other words, here's the treasure principle. Not only that which you treasure, you will have time for, it will also attract your soul and your heart. So what you must do is say, Lord, what do you see as treasures for my life? Know what the will of the Lord is. What are your treasures? You establish that, even though you might want to do this over here. No. These are the treasures that I need to establish because I can have fool's gold. I can have false treasures. And mark my words, whatever you determine is a treasure, a value, it will pull your soul that way. So be careful how you choose your treasures. That's a treasure principle. And then once you establish it, you say, now, Lord, would you give me the same heart that you have for these? Would you give that to me? And once you establish that as treasures, you start investing in that. And what happens is you will have a multiplied life. And it will help you to know what to say yes to and what to say no to, regardless of what's going on the inside. Because sometimes during the day, there's a conundrum going on the inside. You're ambivalent. I want to do this, but I know this is right. When you know that these are treasures, you can say yes to this and no to this, even though you're in the midst of circumstances that are tossing you on the inside. That's where it's called you make decisions based on wisdom. And you become a person wise. Now, let's read what the scripture says under this investment principle, or rather this treasure principle. Would you read it with me? Go. My son, keep my words, here it is, and treasure my commandments within you. Keep my commandments and... Yeah, it's what God is establishing as treasures. Now, let's read the next one. Go. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your what? Heart keep my commandments. Watch this. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. He's saying, if you will establish what I'm establishing as treasures, length of days, years of life. And to boot, I'll throw in peace. Is that a great deal or what? I will actually increase your days. I will increase your time. Length of days, years of life, and peace if you understand the treasure principle and establish it correctly. Remember in Matthew 15, it says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart will bring forth what is good, and an evil man out of an evil treasure of his heart will bring forth what is evil. Folks, listen, you can have evil treasures. When you let Madison Avenue or friends, how many of us have gone through an illicit kind of relationship only to find 2 years later it's a dead end? 2 years we've spent. But was it a treasure? It sure was, but it was a false one. That's why it's got to match up with what God says is a treasure. And when you invest correctly, then you will have your days multiplied, years multiplied, and God says, and to boot, I'll throw in peace. Because whatever you treasure, you'll have time for. So choose wisely what you treasure. Well, the first is a treasure principle for T. Let's go to the next one. For time, T-I. I is called the investment principle. Would you write that in? The investment principle. In other words, now, what are you going to do with it? You invest in it. Let's read what it says in Psalm 90. Go. Teach us to number our days so we may present to you a heart of wisdom. Teach us to number our days. You know what that means? Treasure our days. Think it through. Make sure that it is intentionally lived. Let's read the next one. Go. Hear, my son, and accept my sayings. Watch this. And the years of your life will be... Yeah. First of all, if you don't establish what is a treasure or value, the world will do that for you. And it competes for your time. Once you establish that, then you invest in it. Not spend, invest. You see, you hear people say, well, when I find the time, time isn't something you can find. Well, let's just buy time. It's not a commodity. You can't go to the supermarket. Oh, here's one extra year. Okay, let's buy this one here. You can't buy time. You can't even save time and put it in a bottle. I know Jimmy Croce tried that in the 70s. He wrote this fantastic lyrical song. If I could save time in a bottle. Remember that? You're old. The first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away just to spend them with you. If I could save time in a bottle. Nice lyrics, if we could save time, but you can't. Because a few months after he wrote that song and recorded it, Jimmy Croce was killed in an airplane crash at age 30. You can't save time. You can only invest it. If not, it's irretrievably lost. Put it this way. Let's say into your account every day some anonymous billionaire deposits into your account every day $86,400. You get up in the morning, whoop, there it, whoa! The only thing is, there's one requirement, that anything that you don't use, no, not store, not hide, not stockpile, anything that isn't converted into something else, anything that's not used, will be completely wiped off the books that night. So if you leave anything left over, you don't get it. It's gone. But then the next day, he'll put another $86,400 in your account. But anything you don't use is gone. Not stockpiled or safe. Gone. And then the next day, same thing. Well, if you got up one day and there was $86,400 in your account and anything unused would be dissolved by night, what would you do right away? Yeah, spend it. Spend it. Yeah, most of the times the women that say, spend it today, it was men.
Spend it.
Yeah. A little different, this service. A little different. Yeah, you would spend it, but here's the problem. After you spend and buy this and buy a car, then 5 cars, 20 cars, 30 cars, and then you buy more and you buy more and you buy more, pretty soon you got so much stuff after 2 weeks. Stuff everywhere. And they're all depreciating, sitting in the rain, because you're trying to buy more, spend more. After a while, you think, I can't spend any more. The only way that money will be useful is not if you spend it, it's if you invest it. Now, watch carefully. It is only when you invest it in something of greater value that it multiplies. Everything else depreciates. And time is like that, because God puts into your account 86,400 seconds a day. And anything you don't invest is lost. It's how you invest it. That's what your life is going to be made of. Because time is your future. And the greatest investment you can make with time is in your future, in what God has called you to be a part of. So you say, how do you invest it? You got to invest it. Well, how do we do that? Well, first of all, I want you to know that every single one of us must be good investors, because that's your greatest resource. And by the way, don't let the calendar fool you. Because there are not 365 days in this year. Mm-mm. There are only as many days as you make use of. Because for some people, they only get a week's value out of a whole year. Other people can get a whole year's value out of 1 week. It depends on how you invest time. Your future is dependent upon it. I say it this way. The bad news is time flies. The good news, you're the pilot. You decide. It's the investment. So you establish the treasures that God says are treasures, not anybody else. Because those can be false and deceptive treasures, and it will suck your soul. So you establish the right treasures, and then you begin to invest. Not just spend, invest in those. You have time, 86,400 seconds a day. Now, let me tell you the third principle in this acrostic T-I-M-E, and it's the multiplication principle. The multiplication. God will multiply or increase our time if we do it by His commands. The ultimate is when you follow Christ and you give your heart to Christ, He multiplies your life into eternity. And that begins when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you've not done that, today, please do that.
You have just heard part one of a message entitled Increasing Your Time by Pastor Wayne Cordero of New Hope Christian Fellowship. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you a great day in the Lord, and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? A place where passion and creativity thrive in a community pursuing something greater than themselves. That place is New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.